Welcome to the Challenges in Vending Technology Podcasts. This is the 12th in a series of podcasts addressing the challenges in vending technology. I'm Elliot Maris, editor of Automatic Merchandiser magazine. With me today is Glenn Butler, who's the vice president and chief technology officer of Crane Merchandising Systems. Glenn, back on December 18th, we had an operator interviewed who claims that remote monitoring can affect an operator's operations in the warehouse in a way that may not be advantageous. He questions what would happen if there were an out-of-order situation. What would that do to machine PAR levels if the machine is using remote machine monitoring? He claims that the machine will not alert the operator automatically when the PAR levels change for any special circumstance. What is your reaction to this concern, Glenn?
Well, I'm not sure I fully understand it, but typically the PAR levels in the machines are set by the software system, and they're the optimal levels to fill the machine. So the remote monitoring system would just collect the data that would help the software system, fill the vending machines to the optimum PAR levels.
Okay. Well, I think he was saying that if there's an exceptional circumstance, that the machine's service needs will change, and then if the remote monitoring system is gathering information but not reporting it in a timely manner, that it will not generate the right pick load in the warehouse. I think that's what he's saying.
Yeah, well, I think the remote monitoring systems are actually especially good for when events like that occur. So I think one example we'd use was a snowstorm or something like that. The remote monitoring systems actually are the best for helping operators pack and know what to bring in those circumstances, because if you're using the mathematical algorithms, they work great for, 9-to-5 everyday locations, but they don't work great when things out of the ordinary happen. And I also know that a lot of people use remote monitoring systems at, like, colleges and universities where, certain events would affect, how quickly the vending machines are selling out.
Now, in those situations, does the remote monitoring system automatically alert the operator, or is it dependent on the operator in his headquarters to take the time to actually call up what's happening in that machine?
No, so most remote monitoring systems today do two different things. They collect the DEX data and send it back at regular intervals to the software backend system, and that's used mainly for scheduling and knowing what to bring, and then they also do alerts. And alerts are handled in the remote monitoring systems in two ways. The remote monitoring systems either monitor the MDB bus, and so they can see what's happening in the vending machine in real time, or they're monitoring the DEX data and looking for errors in the DEX data. So the systems that actually monitor the MDB bus, as soon as there is an error, they can instantly notify the vending operator via email or some other way that something has happened, like a bill jam.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Glenn. That concludes our 12th podcast in Challenges in Vending Technology.